The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Please hold.
You cannot listen or talk until the host releases the hold. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
So the Rambam says, yearly, it seems to me that Nechomas HaBeilim Koidim LeBikacholim, that Nechomas HaBeilim has a dim priority. In other words, it has a dim kadima before Bikacholim. Why? But Nichum Avelim has two elements of Gemilus Chasodim. Im Achaim, with the Avelim, Vim Ameisim, and it's also Nichum Avelim is Lechvoid Ameis, so there are two Gemilus Chasodim. Chaim Amesim. Bikacholim is only one, the Chaim. So a mitzvah which incorporates two Gemilas Chasodim has a din kadima before a mitzvah where there's only one Gemilas Chasodim. It's the Rambam. So the Osameach of Mitzincha asked the Kashuk for Mapurusha Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah that Mem Olafon Vase. The Gemara brings there were certain pious people in Yerushalayim who were machaber of the mitzvah of lulav, and wherever they went, in the morning they left their home, they carried the lulav over yodah. They went to shul, they held the lulav because of the chavivas hamitzvah. They davened krishma, they davened shmona esra, they held their lulav. The only time they had to put down the lulav, if he was a kohen, he had to do duchening, he had to put down on the ground. But as soon as he finished davening, he took the lulav, levakir cholim. He went to be levakir cholim. And then he went with the lulav and Rachma Avelim. So in the Gemara is written that first he went bikir cholim, and then he went nichma Avelim. And the Rambam says, that Nichma Avelim comes first. How does the Gemara say Bikacholim before Nichma Avelim? So the Osameach quotes a Rosh. The Rosh in this Gemara, the Gemara also brings this Gemara, and the Rosh says, after davening, he went to Nachma Avelim or Bikacholim. So the Rosh had the Girsa in his Gemara, in his Shas, that first Nichum Abelim, and then Bikacholim. Oh, so that answers the question according to the Rosh. If the Rosh learned like the Rambam, that Nichum Abelim is first, so the Gemara said Nichum Abelim. But the Kashir with the Osameach is the Rambam himself in his Chasulah brings this minig of Yerushalayim that they used to be Machav of the Mitzvah, and in the Rambam himself is written that after he had finished davening, he went first and he did Bikacholim, and then he did the Yotzel of Akacholim, Ulanachem Avelim. So the Rambam himself has the gills of the Gemara, first Bikacholim, and then Nichem Avelim, and yet the Rambam himself writes that Nichem Avelim is before Bikacholim. So as the Gemara, as the Rambam say, that Nekiri Yerushalayim used to do Bikacholim before Nichum Avelim. Kasha, it's a Kasha of the Osameach, and the Osameach doesn't give an answer. Let me just go into the Rambam. The Rambam says Nichum Avelim is a dual mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim, the Chaim to the Avelim, Amokim Yirachem Esem, and also Lehul Lameitim. Where did the Rambam take this yesod that there's a mitzvah of Nichum Avelim for the Meis? The Meis is gone. There's no Nichum Avelim for the Meis. Avokim Yirachem Esem should be the Avelim, the Chaim. Where does the Rambam take from that there's a din, Nichum Avelim for Meisim? And I think the Makor for Rambam is actually a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis, where the Gemara says the following, Meis She'ein Loi Avelim Nisnachim. Somebody died. He's got no family, no sons, no daughters, no uncles, no parents, nothing. So what do? Just do a kvura, no nichum avelim. No. So the Gemara says that boim asora noshim, that you, 10 people come, the yoshim bin koimai, and they sit in the place where the person died to show their respect, that at least some sort of covert for the mace. So this is the Gemara. So in Rambam steht, Meis she'ein lo abelim lisnachim, boi ma'asora b'nei odom k'sherim, v'yoshvim bim koimoi, like the Gemara says. V'shah ho'om miskapsim aleim, and the Rambam adds, which is not written in the Gemara, that other people come to these 10 people, and I'm an achavim, and they say to these 10 people, amokim yinachem eschem. The Raivad on this Rambam say, Omar Abraham, ain't they shoyrish? But the Rambam adds that other people come and say, I'm Okim Yirachem Eschem to these 10 people, ain't they shoyrish? They're not Avelim. They're just doing it L'chovet HaMeis, but they're not Avelim, so what do you mean, Menachem? And the Rambam says, yes, you're Menachem. And in Miri, Chidush HaMiri brings this Rambam, and he says, the reason why you're Menachem them, Kvoidoi shel meis. So you see here from the Rambam that you can have nichum avelim not for the chai, but for the meis, because the 10 people who are sitting there are not avelim at all. They're just doing it as kvoidoi shel meis. And yet people are doing nichum avelim. So the nichum avelim in this case is only a nichum avelim for the meis, not for the chai. Not for the high. I'm just going to suggest, if there was a case where there was a mace chain of Avelim, and people could come to the Rambam, people come be Menachem, that's Nichum Avelim the mace. If he had Bikur Cholim with that together, then the Bikur Cholim would be first, because Bikur Cholim is Gemilas Chesed Lachai. Gemilas Chesed Lachai comes before Gemilas Chesed the mace. But normally, in the case of Nichum Avelim, the Rambam says there's two elements of Gemilas Chasodim, the Meis Ulechai. So Nichum Avelim is first. But where the Gemilas Chasodim is only the Meis, like Meis Shein LeMenachem, then Chai has a Din Kadima. This is the Rambam. So the Makor of the Rambam is this Gemara in Shabbos, that you can have Nichum Avelim the Meis without Nichum Avelim the Chai. Where to both, then Nichum Avelim has then priority before Bikur Cholim. Let me now quote to you another Gemara. In Halacha state, if somebody sits Shiva even for an hour before Yom Tov is Mavatl the Shivas, Mavatl the Avelis. So if somebody had a Kura before Yom Tov and they sat for a couple of hours, then Yom Tov comes, Yom Tov takes away the Avelis. In Chol HaMoed, he won't be Menachem Ovel because it's not an Ovel anymore. It's Ovel. It's already gone, the Shiva's already gone. So therefore, there's no mitzvah of Nichum Avelim after that. What would be if a person died in Yom Tov? A father died in Yom Tov and there was Kvur of Chol HaMoed and the Kvur was Chol HaMoed. You don't sit Shiva. You sit Shiva after Yom Tov. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah of Nichma Velim Cholimoyet. Like there's a mitzvah of Nichma Velim Shabbos, you don't see Shabbos. There's Nichma Velim. Maybe the wording is different, but Nichma Velim Zoh. In Cholimoyet, there's a mitzvah of Nichma Velim, some Mishnah of Poresh Simuit Kot. So that Hilchus Kedoyles Asakasha. It's not the same as when the Yontov was Mavatl, the Abelis, there's no mitzvah of Nichma Velim Yontov, but it's not novel. He's also not after Yontov, he'll be a novel. So the Hilchus Gedolah says he is a novel. The Dvorim Shubatzina are Noeg in Cholomoyd. In Yontov is Dvorim Shubatzina. And as Dvorim Shubatzina are Noeg, he has a de novo, and you can be Menachemim. Yeah, after Yontov, you can also be Menachemim, but you can be Menachemim in Cholomoyd because he has been novel. So the Hilchus Gedolah says, Mace the Yontov, he's not an Ovo B'Paesia, but he's an Ovo B'Tzina, and therefore you can say, Amo Kamina Chemesa. The Rambam in Hilchus Havelus brings this halacha, and the Rambam says, HaKoyves HaMeis B'Toych HaRego, if somebody buries is an Ovo Kolomoy, so the Rambam, Ein Din Havelus B'Chal, no Havelus B'Paesia, and no Havelus B'Tzina. That's the Rambam Shittah. So the Kasha is on the Rambam, or the Mishnah says, Menachem HaBeilim, you're Menachem HaBeilim. How are you Menachem HaBeilim? It's Nishkan Ovo. Be Shlomo, according to the Hilchus Kedoylos, that Vom Shabbatin is Noeg, he's an Ovo. You can be Menachem. But according to the Rambam, that Vom Shabbatin are not Noeg, so where are you? And Nishkan Ovo, be the Avelis will be after Yontov, or when Yontov is not Avelis. Or when Gemara states in the Mishnah Mahoforeshes that you do Shura and you do Nechoma on Cholomoyed. The question is how do you do it? If the Torah, the Rambam is Lushitose. It's not Kanishkan Oval, or the Kovat Ames. So the Nichom Avelim, according to the Rambam Yontov, is not because of the Chai, because the Kein Nischke Ovo. Apenu Tome Shibbet Sinei in a Noik. Ovo Yigolo Vim Menachem Ovo because of Kovod Ames. So Rambam held this Nichma Veilim to Kovod Ames on its own. You don't need to with a Chai. The Roch and the other Rishonim were Mechulik on the Rambam. They learned Tome Shibbet Sinei in a Noik in Regal. So when you do the Nichma Velim, it's a Nichma Velim, no Nichma Velim for a Chai, maybe for a Mace as well, but something for a Chai. But according to the Rambam, there's only Nichma Velim for a Mace in Quinn. And with this, I can really, I found a rival in Wood Cotton. The mission says that on Cholomoyed, on the Meshura, if you have a Kvura on Cholomoyed, on the Meshura, you make Shura, Umanachmin, and Manachmin, and you do Amokmin Achames from Cholomoyed, you do Cholomoyed. And then the mission says, Upoitrin Esarabim, and you tell the people who've done Nichma Velim, you can go.
Call Halashon.
Oh, now. So Rashi in his commentary asked, wasn't it Upoitrin Esarabim? There was a minig, they used to have a special brocha after the kura. They had a special brocha, which they did in the chobo in the street. That you don't do on Cholomoyed. You don't do that Cholomoyed. And Nichma Velim you do. So the Namuki also brings the Raivet. The Raivet says another pshat in the Gemara, Poitin's Chalom. Poitin's Chalom means the following. They were Cholomoyed, they did a kura, they did shura, they did amokunachem eschem. You don't have to do Nichma Avelim after Yontov. You've done it already in Yontov. The Avelim are going to sit Shiva after Yontov. So you could think they have to go again to the house where they sit in Shiva and do Nichma Avelim. No, you've done it already. So the question is a portion. If you've done Nichma Avelim, there's no mitzvah to do Nichma Avelim twice. Once is a mitzvah. The Chiddush is the following. When, according to the Rambam, When he did Nicham Avelim Chol Moed, it was Nicham Avelim Lebeis. But it wasn't Nicham Avelim Lechai, because they're not the Avelim. So you could think that the Nicham Avelim Lebeis only patterns the Nicham Avelim Lebeis, but not Lechai. And therefore, Lechai, you've got to do again after Yontif. It's the Mishnah point in the Sarabim that Nicham Avelim Lebeis is a tour in Nicham Avelim Lechai as well. And therefore you don't have to go. Over the South Rambam Lishidose. If this is correct, I'm going to give you an answer to the original Kasha. What was the original Kasha? The Kasha was, the Rambam says, Nicham Avelim has priority before Bikacholim. Yet the Gemara states, that Buddha Lulu, they went Bikacholim, and then Nicham Avelim, Oysamech Sakasha. We're talking about the Gemara, we're talking about Sukkos Chol Moed. So according to the Rambam, when they went to do Nicham Avelim Chol Moed, it's only Nicham Avelim Leveis, not Lachai, because there's no Dvorim Shemitzin according to the Rambam. So you've got here Bikur Cholim Lachai, and you've got Gemilas Chasodim Leveis. Which one has priority? So then the Rambam learns, Avada Chai is before Meis, and therefore Bikur Cholim comes first, and then comes Nicham Avelim. The Rambam only said his din that Nicham Avelim is before Bikur Cholim, where there are two elements in the Nicham Avelim, Lachai or Lameis. That has been Kedima before Bikur Cholim. But Yontif, according to the Rambam, where there's no Avelis HaPhilip Tzinner, so there's no Avelis Lachai, it's only Lameis, so you've got Bikur Cholim Lachai, and you've got Nicham Avelim Lameis, Chai comes before Meis, so the Rambam Lishitot says, correct. The Rambam learns Nicham Avelim is before Bikur Cholim because there's two elements against one element. Now, two elements are only there, Kol HaShono. Chol HaMoed, there's no Avelis, Avelim Bezina, so there's no Nicham Avelim Lachai, there's only Nicham Avelim Lameis, and you've got Bikur Cholim Lachai, Chai comes before. And therefore the Gemara says, Bikur Cholim, and then Nicham Avelim. The Rosh, when the Rosh says in the Gemara on Chol HaMoed, that Nicham Avelim comes first, because the Rosh is Shitose. The Rosh learns that Nicham Avelim in Yontif, Torum Shibetzin, Anoik, so he's an oval. So it's Nicham Avelim, Gemilus Chasodim, Lachai, Ulameis. Therefore, Lachai, Ulameis, Nicham Avelim comes first. And then comes Bikur Cholim. So the Rosh is Lishitose, and the Rambam is Lishitose. And therefore, the Kasha of the Oysameach is answered. The Rambam Lishitose learns that Chol HaMoed only has one element of Kibbutz Chasod, the Meis. And Meis doesn't have priority before Chai. Chai has priority before. So the Rambam says, Nekia Yerushalayim used to take the rule of Lebika Cholim and then to Nicham Avelim. That's the answer. I just want to finish before we talk about Nicham Avelim, because tomorrow is Tisha B'Av, and in Tisha B'Av there's a minik that one says in Halacha, that one says in Mincha Nachim, a special tefillah of Nachim. Now, Lachem, we only say in Mincha. We don't say it in Marim, we don't say it in Shachas. That's the minute. I'll go to the minute. What the reason is, there are various reasons given for this. In Ramor, it's written that somebody is a choler, and he eats on Tisha B'Av. When he comes to B'nai Yerushalayim, the same as on Shabbos, you say, he'll say, and Rosh Chodesh, you say Yal V'Yovoi. So the Gemara, when you bench, you say before Bonei Yerushalayim, you say Nachem. So anybody who eats on who has a heter to eat is a choler or Yalezes. When it comes to Birch Samozen, and Birch Samozen can be any time, morning, afternoon, evening, you should say Nachem. So where's the Makor for this? The Makor for this is Amaril. The Maril says that you say, the So the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon, disagrees with this halacha. And he says, where's the makar of the Maril? Is there a Gemara about that? So he said, the makar is a halacha in Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur in Shulchan Aruch say that somebody is a choler and has to eat on Yom Kippur, you say Yalev Yovoy. You have to say Yalev Yovoy. And you say Yalev Yovoy B'yayit HaKippurim HaZeh. So the same as Yom Kippur, which is the Tarnis, when you have a heter to eat, you have to say Yalev Yovoy, and you have to mention Yom HaMahur, you have to mention the day, what the day is the same, is exactly the same by Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av the same. If you eat, you say nothing. So the Gaon says, Satos. The Gemara is Satos. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos says quite clearly, you only mention Me'en HaMahur in the benching only on days where there's a Korban Musaf. Shabbos, a Korban Musaf, let's say. Hoshchodesh, a Korban Musaf, Yalev Yovoy. Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, there's a Korban Musaf, Yalev Yovoy. Oba Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, there's a Musaf, so you mention Yom Kippur. Oba Tisha B'Av, there's no Musaf. And if there's no Muslims of the Gemara, you don't say it. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Ay Hanukkah, you do say Alanisim, there's no Muslim. So the word Hanukkah is different because of Pesum and Issa. First of all, the Pesum and Issa. And secondly, Hanukkah is the day where there's a mitzvah to eat. So it's not Daima to Hanukkah and Purim, not Daima to Tishvav. Tishvav, there's no Muslim. And there's no simulation, and there's no fear of eating. So the Gaon says, no nachem. When you bench, no nachem. Mishabur brings it down the halacha. So how do you compare it to Yom Kippur? So Rabbi Abraham Abela from Vilna, a godly who used to be a rov in Vilna, gave a teretz on the kasha of the God, and he says the following: Nachem in Birkas Hamozen is not me'en amura. It's not like Yalev Yovoy to mention the day. Nachem is a different reason altogether, because in Hilchos Avelos in Shulchan Aruch is written in the Machaber, there used to be a minhag that every oval, when he had a meal, used to say, Nachem, the broch of Nachem, Baboni Yerushalayim. Mehilchus Habelus. Not Mehilchus Me'en Amura. Not to mention what the day is. Mentioning what the day is, there's halacha, you've got to have a Korban Musaf. If there's no Korban Musaf, you don't do it. And therefore, you wouldn't do Nachem. But Nachem is not because of Me'en Amura. It's Mehilchus Habelus. We don't say Nachem, or Avelim don't say Nachem, we don't accept it for Avelis of the Yochid. Of Avelis, the Rabbim, where the whole of Klal Yisrael is for Avelis, then we have a minik, that was the Maril, that was Absung Nachem in Birch Samozen. But it's not Mehilchus Ben Amorah, it's Mehilchus Avelis. And I'm going to tell you an afkemin, a lalocha between us. You know, it's Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, and it's Nidcha Yom Olot on Sunday, and you do a bris on Sunday. The Baal bris, the father, the Sandik, and the Sandik, and the father, and the boil can all eat. And in Shulchan Aruch it's written that after Mincha, they can have a bath. They can take off their shoes and they can change into the big Shabbos. The Avel stops because it's Mila. No Avelus. And they have a meal and they can have a meal. So what would happen when they're having their meal? Do they have to say Nachem? If you learn it's Me'en Amura, like the Gaon learned in the Maril, they have to say Nachem. But if you learn it's mitzad hilchus habelus, there's no habelus. There's no habelus because habelus is stopped already for them. they've had a bath, they're eating, they're changing their clothes. So therefore, al tabelus nishto, obezizdo mitzad ben amur. So if you learn like the Gong learned in the Gemara, you'll have to say nachem according to the Gemara. But if you learn like Rabbi Avraham Abela, that it's not a chiyuv mitzad ben amur, it's a chiyuv mitzad abelus, it's not abelus. Interesting, the Knesset HaGdolah writes that according to the law, if you make a bris, you say nachem. Those who eat should say nachem. So the Knesset HaGdolah learned that the nachem is me'en amur, like the Gaon learned. Although according to Rav Avila, man, sinish. So let's only hope that the Ribbono Shel Olam sechazenu eleinu b'shutro l'tzion barachmim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will send us from Chomer and send him here to Shem Moshiach Tzidkenu and the Beis HaMikdash, and him here to Shem will have him a Chomer for the Chum, and at the same time, those who are coilings of the Ribbono Shel Olam help him to Chomer HaRafua Shalema, and him here to Shem we should be Zorcha V'Chor of the Moshiach Tzidkenu U'bin Yenu Shalayim V'Ore Yehuda, and as a low home, Smir, Stochus, we shall only have Simchus in the future, and the Ribbono Shel Olam shall shik nachas to the Kol Yisrael. Amen.
Can I ask the Brian something?
Yes.
Why by the Kecholim are there also not two elements? Because the family is also have some sort of the Kecholim from it.
Kecholim is for the Tzohar of the family, that's not called Bika Cholim. That's Gmilas Chasodim. If the family needs Gmilas Chasodim, Gmilas Chasodim. Over the mitzvah of the Rabbonah of Bika Cholim is for the Choler, not for the family. If the family are upset, however, there's a mitzvah of Gmilas Chasodim to Imachazik them. It's called Gmilas Chasodim. It's not called Bika Cholim. Bika Cholim is only the Choler.
Goodbye.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.